Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, in its latest travel advisory issued on March 10th, has said all visas, including e-visas, granted to nationals of France, Germany and Spain on or before March 11th stand suspended. This only applies to visa holders who have not yet entered Indian borders. Crisis hit Yes Bank said yesterday that customers could now make payments towards their credit card and loans through other bank accounts days after prominent banking services were curtailed after the RBI imposed moratorium on the lender. The announcement comes as panic gripped the bank's customers who queued before ATMs and bank branches to withdraw money. The death toll from an outbreak of coronavirus in Italy has jumped by 168 to 631, an increase of 36%, the Civil Protection Agency said yesterday, the largest rise in absolute numbers since the contagion came to light on Feb 21st. The total number of cases in Italy, the European country hardest hit by the virus in Europe, rose to 10,149 from a previous 9,172. An increase of 10.7%. The United States yesterday praised the Indian Air Force for bringing back home 58 Indian citizens from coronavirus-hit Iran. IAF brought back 58 Indians from Iran in a Boeing C-17 Globemaster aircraft on Tuesday, March 10. The IAF aircraft was sent to Tehran on March 9. As U.S. coronavirus cases rose steadily, the White House and Congress negotiated measures to bolster the U.S. economy and Americans' paychecks against the outbreak's impact, although there was no immediate sign of a deal. Almost three-quarters of U.S. states have confirmed COVID-19, with almost 1,000 cases in the United States and at least 30 coronavirus-related deaths reported. Air freight rates are skyrocketing after the grounding of many passenger flights in Asia has left shippers scrambling to book limited spots on cargo planes as Chinese industrial production restarts. About half of the air cargo carried worldwide normally flies in the belly of passenger jets rather than in dedicated freighters. But deep flight cuts in response to the coronavirus outbreak have made the market more dependent on freight haulers. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.